unfiltered, uncensored, and unapologetically black. The black news stories that you need to hear. This is Black News Unfiltered with Bob Edwards. It's a known fact, when you're a black district attorney and you challenge and seek to indict a convicted, immoral, criminally minded sex offender and a sociopath ex-president, number one, you better have all your ducks in a row. Number two, your personal shit better be squeaky clean, because if it ain't, these type of people will find out your dirt and weaknesses and they'll use it against you. The Trump team, they play for keeps. There's no half-stepping in their game. Fannie Willis, what the hell were you thinking? Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis now has to argue and explain her personal relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade in the Trump election fraud trial. The biggest question is the appearance of impropriety, is it enough to change the trajectory of the Donald Trump trial in Georgia? The answer is absolutely yes. And that's the biggest part of the Trump game plan. It's to distract, delay, disparage, and disinform, and it seems to be working quite well. The legal decision that Judge Scott McAfee, the Fulton County Superior Court judge, will have to wrestle with, as he decides whether to throw Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade off the trial of the former president and his co-defendants in the criminal racketeering and election interference case. The stakes are real high with the judge's decision. If Willis and her team gets disqualified, it'll plunge the prosecution's case against Trump and his cronies into wild chaos that will likely trigger delays that could go way beyond the November 2024 election. And you know, if Trump wins the election, then that case is a done deal. It's gone forever. But then on the other hand, if Fannie Willis and her team remains on the case, the prosecution of Trump for seeking to undermine the Georgia 2020 election results will continue. Although it may look bad in terms of political optics, but who cares? The reality is that Trump is guilty of sin and he should go down for his crimes committed in Georgia. Trump's defense attorneys argue that to remove Willis and her off from her office from the case, the only standard needed for disqualifying Willis and her team requires only that the defense proves the appearance of conflict of interest. They also argued that if this court allows this kind of behavior to go on, then public confidence in the judicial system will be shot. But that's really a dog whistle, because what he really means is that it'll be shot for rich white people, because we know already the system is shot for black people, rich or poor. Willis's team countered that dog whistle by saying that the legal standard isn't an appearance of a conflict, but an actual conflict. And that's a high burden of proof that the Trump defense team just hasn't met, because they have no actual proof. The distraction and attempted misdirection of this case has focused and centered on when Mr. Wade and Miss Willis began dating and whether Miss Willis had unjustly enriched herself and profited financially from this relationship with Mr. Wade, who was retained as a government contractor in the Trump case. They're arguing, how could the court trust any testimony or other evidence presented by them in this case? Trump's defense attorneys raised a second set of bogus and BS argument for the disqualification of Willis, stating that D.A. Willis's speech before a congregation at Big Bethel AME Church in downtown Atlanta, days after the disqualification filing, constituted forensic misconduct in which a district attorney unduly influences the jury pool or inappropriately demeans the character of the defense counsel. Really? Trump does that shit all the time. Judge McAfee noted for the court record that he knew of no case example where a district attorney has been pulled off a trial for public comments about a case. McAfee said at the end of final arguments that he would rule on the matter within the next 2 weeks. So that's where the case stands today. We'll definitely keep you updated on this case. I'm Bob Edwards, and thank you for listening to this episode of Black News Unfiltered. Coming in hot.